Welcome to Three Faiths Paranormal Podcast, where we cut the thread between the living and the dead.
Last episode, Kat and I mentioned that we were going to talk about paranormal television shows, and we still are.
Yeah, that's definitely still in the works.
Yeah, but today we have two very special guests with us. They are helpers on the show. They actually recorded our intro for us. We have Austin and Carly Boots, and they're here to talk about their paranormal experiences with us.
Hello.
Hey, guys. You guys might remember Carly from our Disney episode. She was telling us about, like, some of the stuff that goes on at Disney and the Skunk Ape.
Yes, the Skunk Ape.
Which is apparently her favorite cryptid, which is fine.
No, it's not my favorite cryptid, but...
So what is your favorite?
Nessie.
Hey, what about Champ? I mean, New York State represent.
Okay, yes, Champ.
My grandma's on Scotty, the last Scotty, that her name was Nessie, but ironically she was afraid of everything, and she was also allergic to everything.
Oh my God.
Anyway, back out to the topic at hand. Yeah, so Austin helped record our intro and our commercials, and again, Carly is the scream you hear in the intro,
yes.
Which, goddamn, girl.
Yeah, my throat still hurts from that.
That was back in June.
Yeah.
Dude.
Something you just never recover from.
Yes. Way to show dedication. It's like that one actor in that movie who, like, breaks, like, three ribs and is like, yeah, I'm still recovering. The movie's been out for, like, 3 months, but I'm still recovering.
We're good.
That was going for my screams when I was little. I used to like empty restaurants.
Yeah, it's
wait,
true.
For real?
It's true. Yeah, yes. When we went out to eat and stuff, and she was having a temper tantrum, she would start screaming, and she would like empty restaurants because her screaming would be so loud. She was that kid.
She's like the kid who's acting like she's getting murdered because she's not getting her way.
Yeah, the kid who like didn't give vanilla like ice cream, so she starts screaming or something.
Dude. All right, so you guys want to tell us about your spooky stuff? Who'd like to go first? Austin, maybe.
I think I'll bite the bullet and volunteer.
All right.
So me and Becca have basically been friends since before we were even born. Our moms were friends back in middle school.
Awesome.
She crashed my baby shower.
Yeah,
to this day, more than 20 years later, I'm still going to hold her to it. And she's going to hold the fact to me that she's my older sister by 5 days.
5 days.
I'm older than her by
5 days.
That's awesome.
And she rubs it in my face every single time, but I love her to death for it.
Yeah, I crashed his baby shower. I've been ruining his life ever since. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome to the show.
The funny thing is, too, I'm kind of friends with Austin by association. He went to high school with my boyfriend. Weirdly enough, so I kind of know
And me and him.
Him
were really good friends in French class.
Yeah, he says he doesn't remember anything from French class, though.
It's all a blur of croissants.
Same, though, because I took French for 5 years and can't remember anything.
Oh, I thought you were talking about memories from French class, not learning anything.
Okay. I meant, like, learning actual French.
Oh, yeah, learning actual French.
I took Japanese, too, and
shit.
I don't remember anything from that except for, like, a few little things. The teacher really didn't teach. That was at Sullivan, though.
J'ai mal à la tête.
Je
voudrais un Advil.
Omelette du fromage.
All right, Dexter.
So what kind of paranormal stuff do you got going, Austin?
Well, I actually have two different stories that basically got me introduced into the whole paranormal scene and struck my overall curiosity. One of them being... I don't remember how many years ago with this, but I remember, I believe it was back in high school. I was at Becca's house, at her parents' house, actually, where she used to live at one of those, like, community lake houses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where, you know, you walk like, 15 feet, you're on a lake. That's
yep.
owned by the club that you're residing in.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a friend who lived in something like that.
Right. And this was when she was just getting into, the whole paranormal thing, but she'd done a lot of extensive research, and, you know, it was one of those things, like, when you're really good friends, you just, like, you pick up on things that other people are doing. So I'm like, oh, okay, you're doing, your thing, okay. I was like, okay, that's cool. And she's like, hey, you want to come down? And I was like, okay. So we went down to the lake. We were, you know, basically asking questions and that stuff, because... she always swore that she was seeing something.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily a specific apparition, but
at
it was
the lake?
Like
Yeah,
at the
yeah,
lake. Like, it was like, if I recall properly, it was like a black ball surrounded by like mist or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was hella creepy. It was
that,
like
that's pretty spooky.
Yeah, it was like Ghastly from Pokemon.
That's probably
Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking. Oh my god.
So we're like, okay, we went down, but it was really kind of early in the night. I don't think it was like pitch black yet. It was like close to that. It was kind of like it was after dusk, but it was before.
It was that middle spot.
Right, that middle ground where everything is like kind of going to gray.
The creepiest time, right. Dusk, twilight, whatever. I don't know.
Whatever you want.
Actually, no,
call
twilight.
It.
That's the right
twilight.
Word.
Twilight. Yeah.
Because it's still light out, but it's not black. We were asking, asking a few guys, just like any paranormal investigator do, especially the young ones. So it was like we didn't really get all that much. We're like, oh, okay, we got bored, so we just went back to the house. About an hour and a half to two later. We decided to go back again because we got bored again about just sitting at home and just like, hey, you want to go back to the lake and just ask more questions? So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, that's fine.
As one does when they're bored.
When they're doing that late at night hangout thing on a Saturday night or Friday, whichever one it was. But that's not the scary part. The scary part is that when we got down there, the lake in its entirety, and this is not a small lake either. This is not some pond. This is something the kind of thing that stretches for miles in any one direction. Okay. Yes, you can see the shore on the other side, but that's a good like 2.5 miles away.
Mm-hmm. So it's a decent sized lake.
Yeah, it's a decent sized lake. When we got there, there were no ripples anywhere.
Yeah,
and it's a current and it's a constant flowing lake.
It was
so,
just like still.
It was glass still. That's the best way that I can
Holy
put it. And
cow.
I've told this story numerous times, and no one's been able to explain it. It was glass still the whole lake.
Yeah,
it wasn't just
insane.
One section. It was the whole lake.
Yeah, it was like
I'm
you know
kind
those
of picturing
yeah you know
like,
those
wow.
photos where like the people take it and it's like got the perfect reflection on the bottom and then the perfect reflection of the sky on the top. Like
it's like that.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was the stillest I've ever seen a body of water.
So and you've never seen it before, and you were even just completely befuddled
yeah.
when you saw it. Just like this has never happened here before.
Yeah, it was
and I'm just
weird.
Like really, it's never been this quiet. And
that
just like no,
is insane.
And it was rippling just like normal the first time we went. They weren't huge. As if boats were going by. It was
right.
Well, the night. There aren't boats out.
I mean, I was
but
saying,
the fact that it went from completely like a normal free flowing
mm-hmm.
large body of water to glass clean in a matter of an hour and a half, something was going on.
Clearly, something was up.
Yeah.
Something was going on. Regardless of whether that was lated, we didn't know. We didn't really care. All we know is that once we saw that lake, we stood there for like a few minutes going. The lake's flat.
Yeah.
There's no ripples.
Yeah.
It's glass clear. I can perfectly see the reflection of the moon.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
it
like
felt weird too.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I always
you
felt,
felt
like
well
were...
you felt more weird because you're more adept to the whole paranormal thing. I have yet to have one of those kinds of experiences.
She had an experience like that at my house the one day.
Yeah.
When
mm-hmm.
they stopped
but,
in to drop me off after.
Yeah,
we
but after like
there.
A f- yeah, but after like a few minutes there, both of us just unanimously said. No.
Lee, fuck this.
So we just like, yep, we're just gonna move back here. We are not disturbing nothing. We ain't disturbing shit.
I actually have an update for that story.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think I ever told you. I actually found out that somebody did die down there. Like, I actually found that
like
out.
Someone drowned
How long
or
ago?
It wasn't
really?
Somebody who drowned, but one of the people in the houses that lived right by that dock apparently passed away very recently. When we were down there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I didn't know that at the
wow.
time. And I found that out a few years ago, and I was like, oh, that makes sense.
A bit of closure, really.
Yeah, it was a bit of closure.
A little bit, but it's because it kind of brings everything full circle where it just starts making sense.
As you know, I live down by the Delaware River, and I always feel like there's some weird presence down there, not just because they're building the new bridge.
Well, fun fact, Zach Bagans even says that bodies of water are connected to spiritual activity.
Honestly, that makes
like,
sense, even coming from Zach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean...
Here's the thing about Zach. This is kind of a little preview of our upcoming episode. Zach does make a lot of good points
mm-hmm.
paranormally. He's just kind of so over the top, it's hard to take him seriously.
He's so dramatic.
Which stinks, because some of his research is actually really good.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because they've got the Travel Channel backing them. And even before that, their first documentary, before they even had any sponsors, was really good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, they said on that show that it's bodies of water a lot of the times that have that spiritual activity. I don't know. To me, it kind of makes sense because it's like, you know, like, when you want to communicate with the dead, you can use, like, a scrying bowl. Yeah. And it's, like, reflective surfaces. I'm wondering if that has something to do with it.
I feel like that's what I've always wondered. In a weird way.
And it's, like, such a good conductor of electricity, too. Oh, yeah.
So then, if we're connecting the dots, literally, you really think that... That one spirit, maybe the one we saw like an hour and a half or two before we came back again, was just calmed the entire lake?
I don't know.
I mean, this was several years ago, so, and we don't really have any concrete evidence of anything. We just have personal
experience.
I was looking. I'm trying to find the right. Word.
You know what I'm gonna say it was though, right?
You know, because like I've explained it to
I explained it
to everybody, and it's like really, I'm like, yeah, it was that clear. Just like
you know what I'm gonna say it was, right?
I'm pretty sure I know what you're gonna say.
Aliens.
I knew it.
Aliens.
Yeah.
But that was the very first time I think I ever got introduced to paranormal activity, mm-hmm. and it was really got. My attention was like, I cannot explain this. The second time was when I was with my Boy Scout troop in Gettysburg. Now, by this time, this was probably a few years later. Maybe about a year and a half. Maybe this, you know. But anyway, my Boy Scout troop and I went to Gettysburg mostly for a historic camp out. Yeah. It was for historical purposes. Okay. You know, mostly just for learning and exploring, because you can go down the hike... around the area. You can look at all the monuments and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was in fifth grade, one of our teachers was set up so that we would go every year. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go. My sister went when she was in fifth grade. She said it was a really nice trip. They did do, like, a ghost walk and that kind of... She actually has the ghost tour sweatshirt.
I've gone to Gettysburg more times than I can really count.
I would love to go.
It's just kind of like this pilgrimage I make. Personally, I think it's a little overrated. But that's just me, you know? I'm not the kind of person who wants to go to, like, a touristy ghost spot. A lot of times I want to go to places where... That was Gnome whining again in the background.
Making settling for y'all.
Just in case you're listening to this and you're like, oh my god, they got another EVP. We didn't. No, it's my dog.
It's Gnome Lugosi, resident
dog paranormal investigator in the house.
Yeah.
I think that it's a little bit overrated. And just because it's so touristy that it's so built up, but there are, like, legitimate places you can go and get, like, the experiences and
like,
stuff.
Like, when I was down there, I had a really good friend of mine. His name's Damien. But he always swears up and down that he's really, really sensitive to the paranormal. I understood by that time, you know, what the whole paranormal thing was about. And that some people are a lot more sensitive than others. Mm-hmm. Me and him. Perfect example. I didn't see anything or feel anything. And he was seeing and feeling everything. As the day was going on, more and more things were occurring that I just couldn't explain. For example, night had fallen and we were finishing up one of the ghost tours out of there. He was telling me about all the things that he's seeing. He's seeing both Confederate soldiers, he's seeing Union soldiers, because we were on both sides of the field. Even to one point where he actually grabbed my neck and threw it down, just like, whoa, and I was like, oh, okay, what's this happening? I'm like, what was that for? And he was like, a cannonball just flew over your head. Just,
oh my god.
What? Just like, yeah, it was one of those things, I'm like, what? And then later that night, as we were going back, I think it was the day before we were going to leave, he was just like, I turn around, I'm seeing him just like, no, I don't want your products. I'm just like, what? Like, what products? You know, I was just, you know, just being curious. I was like, what products are you selling? And he's like, he's selling fish.
Ew. Fish?
Ew.
Yeah. He's just like, here's the weird thing. There are no fish restaurants in that area. About a few minutes later, I smelled raw fish.
Ew! Like, and also, what?
Raw, like,
how?
Raw, that's... but preserved salmon or two. It was salmon. This happened a few years ago, but it was like raw salmon. I got this sudden whiff of like just raw salmon. I'm like, what is that smell? And then it clicked. You ever believe that rule of three.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, we had the lake, we got the cannonball, and now we got the fish. This is a thing.
Something's up. This is a thing.
Something is up. This is a thing. And ever since then, I've just been, like, slowly getting more and more curious. Mm-hmm. Like, I went on my first ghost adventure with Becca, and we were getting a lot of responses, because by that time, we actually accumulated equipment. Mm-hmm. So we were able to use it in the various locations, and we were able to get a lot of responses off of the equipment we were using, and it was just one of those times where it's like, this is really cool.
Yeah, it's fun to go places in the middle of the night and just talk to things that aren't there. Totally not crazy.
Talk to things that aren't there physically.
Yeah. We're sane. We promise.
You felt something when you were in my house the morning. Mm-hmm. So, quick little backstory. Carly, B's cousin Alex, and I all went to this local county fair. We had a nice day, like, a couple weekends ago. Like, we had gone to the Wayne County Fair, we went to Honesdale, went to the comic book store because we're nerds. And afterwards, they had driven me all day, which I much appreciated, of course. And because they were like, we'll just come get you on the way, because we went to Calcoon first. And when they came back, they came inside because B wanted to meet my dogs.
Yeah, I had to meet Koyas. Y'all know that.
Anyway, and B came, I wanted to show B some, like, of my perfumes and stuff that I had in my room. And so, and she said she felt a presence, like, in my house, other than Isabel, the little girl that we've mm-hmm. talked about before. What was the name you said?
I don't know, but it started with an R and it was short, so I thought of, like, Ron or Rob. And I've never gotten a name before. Like, yeah. It was the first time I ever got a name.
When you said Rob, I thought maybe you meant, like, Robert, because that's my dad's name. My dad's mm-hmm. name is Robert, but everyone just calls him Bob. Mm-hmm. So...
I don't know. I do not by any means consider myself psychic, because I'm not psychic, but I do feel things sometimes, and that was the first time I was ever so relaxed and open that I actually got a name.
I was gonna say, because...
And I have no idea. Like, I told you, even when I told you, I was like, I don't know if it means anything. I could just be crazy. It could be the schizophrenia kicking in.
You never know, because it was a river house, so mm-hmm. a lot of people probably went through that house mm-hmm. before it got moved to where it is now.
But it was like one of those feelings where it's, like, on the back of your neck, and it's just, like, it's there until you go, okay, go away.
Like, you said you knew where Isabel was standing when mm-hmm. my mom saw her that one night at the top of the steps.
Yeah,
like,
I did.
Told you, like, she was standing there waving at mom, and then she mm-hmm. walked off.
Like, because, like, when I walked up the steps, when I got to the top step in that area, it felt like, kind of, like, not, like, hitting a wall, but, like, stepping into something, if that makes sense. Like, kind of, like stepping through a spider web.
I feel like the top floor of my house, where our bedrooms and everything is, I feel like that's, like, the most active area.
Yeah.
Probably because that's probably where other people, those might have been bedrooms or something. Yeah. Well, except for my parents' room. That was an add-on to the house. But, like, our room, my sister and I's room, has been with the house since the house was built. Mm. And the house, I'll have to show Austin that picture. I found a picture of my house from 1871 when it was down by the river.
Pre-soap
movement.
Yeah. Pre the paranormal
slip
and slide.
Which is funny, again, actually, we talked about this last episode. The soap thing might just be a rumor because the house wasn't moved till 1955. The first time.
They had better ways of moving by the 50s.
Yeah, so we think the soap story was just told as a joke. It could still happen, who knows. It's just a fun story to tell, really. Like, hey, how'd your house get to where it was?
Oh, it was put in a bar of soap.
Giant thing of soap. B's next business, giant
yes.
bars of soap.
I sell giant bars of soap to move your house. You can choose your fragrance. Would you like Ziggy Stardust or Coffee Ghoul?
Those are some interesting story. Raw fish in Gettysburg.
That's disgusting. Like, I know that in Gettysburg, a lot of times people do smell decaying flesh. And, like, Carly and I have actually experienced that ourselves.
It's just decaying grass.
No, this was definitely fish.
That's weird. The only place I've ever smelled any fish was, well, Cape Cod. But then again, that's in Massachusetts.
That makes sense.
That's in Massachusetts. You've got cod everywhere.
It's literally everywhere.
This is Gettysburg, which is everything history. There's no fish anywhere.
Oh, Cape Cod is definitely haunted, though.
I love just poking paranormal places, like, just feeling them. When I went to I went to Falls River, Massachusetts, and it was only for a minute, and I literally touched the Lizzie Borden house and walked away because I didn't like it, and it fucked me up. Like,
oh, wow.
I touched it, and the energy from it was like an electrocution to my body. I didn't like it.
I feel like a place like that, or even, like, the Villisca Axe House,
mm-hmm.
those places have some strong
Yeah, it's negative energy, too, because it's, like, it's
yeah.
such a...
I remember during that same tour when I was in Gettysburg, the tour guide had one of those kind of like those interactive activities close to the end of it. This was before the fishes incident.
Okay.
Like, you know, a little bit beforehand. She actually handed us all, like, you know, little cheap
the EMF meters.
Yeah. So I'm walking around, and Damien actually was saying how there's a portal to hell around here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he just said it's one of these trees. So I'm like, you know, it was one of those things. I was like, okay, you know which tree? And he's like, no, I know. I don't know which one it was, because it's not open at the moment.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm walking around, you know, playing along with the EMF readers. I put my hand on one of the trees, the oldest one.
Okay.
As stated by the tour guide, he was like, yeah, that was one of the first trees that was planted in this garden back in the 17, like, I think it was somewhere like mid 1800s.
Okay.
And it was warm.
Ooh.
Really, ooh, really, really warm.
And I remember when you guys went to Gettysburg, because Carly went with you, and it was like thunderstorming and raining a lot, so there was no reason for
there it was,
to be warm.
It was dust, it was chilly, I wanted my jacket, so I put my hand on the tree, and it was warm.
I think you found the portal to hell, sir.
I definitely believe in portals, because, like...
There has to be, just...
Yeah. My ex's house actually had a portal in it. Like, it had...
For real?
It had, like... And she had numerous psychics tell her that there was a path through her house, and it ended up in the closet, and that's where they crossed over.
Oh, shit.
And, like, numerous psychics who hadn't talked to each other beforehand.
Oh, wow.
We're all saying the same thing. Between Gnome and this motor saw that they're using next door, we're gonna have so much feedback.
Yeah, we apologize already for any, like, noises in the background. Obviously, we can't really... Gnome just kind of does his own thing, and we can't control whoever's cutting trees next door.
We hope they're cutting trees and not, like, human limbs. Tree limbs, not human limbs.
Yeah, it sounds like... I could tell if it were a human limb, because the human would be screaming.
Presumably. Bold of you to assume. Shit, yeah. Bold of you to assume. I want my limbs.
This got really weird.
Alright, well, on that note, I think we should switch over to Carly.
Yeah, who's...
And have Carly talk about a few of her paranormal experiences.
This episode of Three Fates Paranormal is brought to you by Magic and Macabco. For spooky bath products and homemade jewelry to occult supplies, they're your one-stop shop for ghosts and magic. Visit them on Etsy.com/magicandmacabre.
All right, we're back, and now Carly is going to tell us about her paranormal experiences.
Yes.
And before we do, Austin, we took a bit of a break. Austin had to leave, but we thank him very much for joining us today. He told us a lot of good stories.
We learned a lot of new things.
About the smell of raw fish, I guess.
Never think of Gettysburg the same way.
Yeah, and I haven't even been yet, so that'll be fun if I ever go.
Road trip. Spooky road trip.
Hell yeah.
Three Fates Paranormal is going on the road.
Hell yeah. Whose car are we taking? We don't know yet. We'll get there when we get there. Probably Bee's, because she has our logo on the car.
Yes!
So, probably
represent.
Her... Yeah. Okay, so Carly, what about your paranormal experiences?
Okay, so, I don't have many, and not really any experiences, but, okay, I don't really have that many experiences, but one that I do have is, when I was little, okay, this is gonna sound really stupid, but I used to see... what I like to call the bathroom ghost.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm imagining his little toot ghost. Like, le toot.
Yes.
No. Like Olin Rogers' Ghost in the Stalls video.
Yes, totally.
A bathroom ghost.
No, it's not nearly as exciting as that. Okay, so when I was little, oh my gosh. When someone would leave the door open to the bathroom, and, like, I was walking in the hallway or, like, coming up from the basement stairs, which is directly across from the bathroom in my house, I'd see someone sitting on the toilet. Just sitting there chilling.
Was he going?
No, it was a woman, and...
Was she going?
Presumably.
I don't know. Do ghosts go to the bathroom?
I mean, why not?
Psychics, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, any psychics out there, if you ever had a bathroom ghost, let us know. Did they go, and what does it look like?
Is it a ghost toot? A ghost poop? A poop of a toot of a ghost?
A spooky number two?
It was just like a lady with, like, I don't know, like, long dark hair. I don't know, just sitting on the toilet.
And was this at your parents' house?
Or that was here.
That was actually
this house. This
yeah.
house.
The house that we recorded.
Yeah, this used to be the house that my family lived in way back when.
Okay.
This is like...
Yeah, and, like, she always thought maybe it was our mom, but
yeah,
from the description,
like,
that she gives, it wasn't.
Like, if it was my mom, it was, like, I don't, like, my mom's still alive, obviously, but I guess it could have been,
but
like...
But there is energy imprints, and there is tile, and the belief with that kind of stuff is that stonework can hold energy in it longer, so it could very well be that, but then why would it be just her?
Yeah, that's weird.
And it didn't look like her, because I saw it once or twice, too.
Yeah. You know? So you're not crazy, clearly, if multiple people have seen it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys... Like, you live here.
It was
so.
Never it's out her, of the bathroom.
Like, it's
though.
Weird because it was like, if it was my mom, she was younger than my mom is. Like,
mm-hmm. That is.
Well,
weird.
I mean, it was like a long time ago.
Yeah, but
like
she was even younger
years
yeah.
by now.
I mean,
ago.
Do you know anything about this house before your family bought it?
I know that only one family lived here before them, and they were a Jewish couple. That's why I have like the Jewish blessings on all the doors. Those are from when they lived here.
Okay.
And I never took them down, because I was like, you know, they're blessings of protection and stuff, why would I remove that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's silly, regardless of the religious.
Yeah.
It's the intent, you know? So, okay. But I know that the husband passed away. They were, like, elderly when they passed away.
Oh, they were
away.
An elderly couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the husband passed away, and then the woman sold the house to my mom. And that's what I know. And I'm still... don't know if the guy died in the house or not, but, you know, this was back in the, probably the 80s or the 90s that she bought this house. I don't know the exact date.
Okay.
But...
So you were either really little or just, like, a baby, or you weren't even
I wasn't even
yet.
In the picture yet, yeah. But it was, like, the time frame from then to when we would have been seeing the ghost would have been enough where the lady very well could have passed away too, because she was very elderly when my mom bought the house from her.
Okay.
So we don't know. I do have a few strange stories to go along with this house too that we'll touch on a different time, because I don't want to take up that much time in this. But
yeah.
Like, I've seen her around. So.
Crazy.
But it's like this lady, this long dark haired lady. And we don't, like, neither Carly nor I know what the lady looked like that my mom bought the house from. We've never really asked.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And, like, I haven't seen her in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, ghosts tend to not show themselves very often. I mean, mm-hmm. Look at Isabel. We don't... My mom hasn't seen her since that night she was going up to bed. We know she's in the house. We know she's still there, but we just don't see her all the time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy to project themselves. I mean, I think it does. From what I've read and what I've heard, it takes a lot of energy to actually create a full-blown apparition. So it's also very possible that since you were younger when you saw the bathroom ghost, and I was younger at the time too, that we were just more open to it.
Yeah.
Because children tend to be more open to that kind of thing. I need to stop
I'm not really
this.
Open to that stuff. I don't think I was really open to that stuff way back when.
Yeah, you shut yourself out because Carly's very afraid of the paranormal. As much as she loves it, she's very terrified of powers that she cannot see.
Yeah.
Like being around her.
That's understandable. I feel like a lot of people like that, where they love the paranormal and they're extremely fascinated by it, but at the same time, it scares them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, it's just, like, the fear of the unknown.
That's part of the appeal of it, too, though, is that thrill.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much the only, like, spooky story I have.
Well,
but...
I know you're, like, really into cryptids and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favorite cryptid or anything? Because we can cover that, too, trust me.
I love lake monsters. So, Nessie and locally Champ upstate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know a lot about Champ, is it? I don't know a lot about that one. Where exactly upstate? Like
Lake Champlain.
Oh, okay.
Like, near Vermont, like, on the border.
I mean,
like,
I know
New
about
York
Nessie.
Vermont.
I mean, my family's Irish. Or wait, no, Nessie's Scottish. My bad.
Whoops.
Well, I think we have a little Scottish in us, too, but we're mostly Irish. But my family's always been fascinated by, like, weird things. Mostly on my mom's side. Okay, it's mostly my grandma on my mom's side. My mom's mom. She loves spooky stuff. Which is probably why I get along with her so well.
I feel like a lot of people with
like
heritage from the islands over there are, like, very into the paranormal, because it's very much a part of their history, like
Druids
and stuff, the Celtics.
Not
and
just,
the Druids.
Not even
so
just that. I mean, my family's
too.
My family heritage. Some of it includes Irish, Italian, German. It's all over the place. Like the Italian side. I mean, there's Italy's got a haunted history too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, look at what is it. Plavaglia?
Oh, the island from the plague?
That plague
yes.
island, yeah. That place is fucked up.
I saw Josh Gates go there. He's bae.
She was gonna get one in at one
I
point.
I had to, every show.
It's going to be even worse with the other episode.
With the paranormal television show, I'm never going to shut up about Ghost Gates.
The only thing I've ever seen about Flaviglia, and I apologize if I am butchering that. I am not, even though I have Italian blood in me, I can't say any words for it for shit.
The ravioli, give me the formioli.
SpongeBob reference from a bunch of 20-year-olds, alright.
We did that last show too, though. It's always surprising.
Yeah, but from what I've seen, I saw the Ghost Adventures episode when, like, Zach got possessed or whatever. I feel like something did happen there, because they have never gone back.
Yeah.
That's the one of the few locations where they've never gone back. Like, they've gone back to, like, Bobby Mackey's a couple times.
Mm-hmm. That's on water, too. That's another one.
That is another one on water, yeah. So
or water thing.
That whole, the water theory definitely plays into that one, but they've never really gone back to, I'm just gonna call it the Plague Island.
The Plague Island.
That's pretty much what it was. But they've never gone back because of what happened there. Like, clearly something dark happened, even if the possession was a little exaggerated. I don't want to say that it was, because you never know how that kind of thing happens. It depends. Here's my thoughts on possession, if we're going to go into that real quick. I feel like that depends on the personality of the person. Now, because it happened to Zach, he's a very intense guy, as we've all seen on TV and everything. I feel like the more intense your personality, the stronger the possession is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the ghost latches on and it feeds off your personality, and then it makes it worse. It makes, like, I remember him screaming at Nick and Aaron, like, get the fuck out, and all this other nasty stuff. And it was a good thing that if he was possessed, the ghost didn't realize he had a fucking machete on his waist, you know, to cut through the grass, because it was so overgrown. Because if he had found out that we might have, that show might not be on anymore. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Wow, that got dark really fucking quick. I got deep for a minute there.
Oh, snap. So yeah. I feel like a lot of the times with the underwater sea creatures, it's more possible because we've only explored so much of the ocean. There's so much ocean that has been untouched by humans that there very possibly could be something lurking really, really, really far down there that just happens to come up and then go back down.
Like Nessie. I feel like that's again. The thing with Nessie, because she, I'm assuming it's a she, which, you know, she only comes up when she wants to, or when she can, and then she just up and vanishes for ages, and then they see little glimpses of her, and it's like, she's back!
Mm-hmm.
She's returned!
Yeah, like, you never know, like,
the truth is out
really,
there!
You can't really get down there.
So, what do you know about this Champy?
Champ is the legendary lake monster in Lake Champlain.
Oh, talk about the one in Roscoe.
Roscoe?
Oh my gosh, Roscoe
has a cryptid.
Roscoe has a cryptid. Okay.
Baymok.
What is it?
Baymok. It's a two-headed trout. The legendary two-headed trout that lives...
Only Roscoe, the trout town, would have a two-headed trout cryptid.
Yes. Baymok.
Oh, Baymok.
Yeah, it's...
Baylok is like a lawyer off the Law and Order.
There's, like, two, like, rivers that, like, converge there. It's Bay. It's, like, the combination of the two names.
Okay.
Of the rivers.
I can't remember
the names.
I was gonna say, I can't either, and I think going up there as many times as I have, I would remember the names.
Yeah.
So, other than sea cryptids, what other cryptid would you say? Like, if you could pick one to go hunting tomorrow that wasn't Nessie or Champ, which would it be and why?
That's a good question.
Oh, man, there's so many, though. Well, probably the easiest to just, like, drop everything and go look for is Bigfoot, because, like, Bigfoot sightings have been, like, everywhere. Like, you could, like, literally go and, like...
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Mothman, but I'm thinking that's the wrong car. Like,
I thought you were going to say the Jersey Devil, because I remember when we went to New Jersey how much you wanted to look for
them. I will go looking for him someday.
I was gonna say, my best friend from Oneana, who is also named Carly, her favorite is Mothman. She has, like, Mothman patches all over her one vest. It's kind of adorable.
This week's Three Fates Paranormal Podcast is also sponsored by Kat Milzahn's Designs, specializing in graphic art and photography. Visit her on DeviantArt at katmilzahnsdesigns.deviantart.com.
All right, so if we still have time, I can tell you the one story I had about the...
It's our podcast. I think we got plenty of time.
Yeah, all right, so I have a paranormal story that also... I don't know how to say this without making it sound really weird. All right.
You're worried about something sounding weird on a paranormal podcast?
No, because it's another paranormal experience from the bathroom. But it's not, like, gross or anything like that. All right, so anyway, I was in the bathroom and I had just finished showering. Okay. And I had dressed and I was about to walk out the door. And I put my hand on the doorknob and I stopped myself. Because I was hit with this overwhelming feeling that if I opened the door, I was not going to be in the same place.
Like you teleported or something?
I have no idea what it was. I don't know if I was just losing my mind, because that is possible. That's plausible. And or I don't know if it was a supernatural thing or an alien thing or what it was. But I just knew that if I opened that door, I was not going to be in, like, the same plane, almost.
Now, was that in this house?
Yeah, that was in this house. God. And this was about a year ago.
Oh, so this was recent. Mm-hmm. This isn't
well,
that
old. If I wasn't already scared of the bathroom, I now am.
Carly Boots, she pees behind a tree. Where the Bigfoots go? But, yeah, no, it was definitely the weirdest experience. And I don't talk about it because I realize how ridiculous it sounds. But I figure, you know, we're just diving in deep here. I might as well be full-blown crazy.
We've gone off the deep end. It's too late to go back.
I already lost all potential job opportunities because of this show.
I doubt that. There's bound to be somebody to hire you.
But, yeah, it was just, like, this overwhelming feeling that if I opened that door, I was not going to be in the same place, be it a different supernatural plane, be it a different time, be it a different
okay, but
fucking planet. I don't know.
The door at some
no,
point.
Because what I did was I sat on the floor and I just sat there until the feeling passed. And like an hour had gone by.
I was gonna say, how long did that take?
Like an hour went by.
Jesus Christ.
Of me just sitting there. And like I came when I finally got rid of the feeling, I came out, and my ex was like, are you okay? You were in there a long time. I asked if you were okay, and you didn't really answer, so I figured you were still in the shower or something. And I was just like, and I told her what happened, and she was just like, oh, okay, well, tell my mom, because at that point I was on a paranormal team with her mom. And we never really could figure it out, and I was gonna ask some I was going to ask some experts at one of the paranormal meetups we go to, but I chickened out because it was such a weird experience. I didn't really want to talk about it.
Not to mention, how do you explain that? Mm-hmm. Like, not even as a joke. Like, mm-hmm. How do you explain something like that? It's difficult.
Couldn't you just, like, open the door to see what was there?
No, I was too afraid. Like, the feeling was pure fear.
Damn.
Because it's like, I legitimately, like, in the core of my being, felt like if I opened that door, I was not going to be in the same place, and I wasn't going to be able to get back. Or I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get back, you know? And I've never experienced anything like that. And the closest thing I can really, like, connect it to is, like, that guy who claims that he, like, went to an alternate universe where, like, the Beatles were still a band and stuff like that, and he came back with the tapes. So that's why I'm so interested in that story, is because something similar to that happened to me, but I didn't have the courage to walk out of the door.
Gotcha.
But I didn't notice anything different in the bathroom, in the plane that I was in.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know if it would have just been opening a portal or something, but it was just, it wasn't a good feeling. And I just sat there until it went over.
Haunted elevator in Gettysburg in the
full
college.
Circle.
I feel like everything in Gettysburg is haunted. Maybe that's
just
me.
But there's like a haunted elevator apparently there that sometimes people say that if you like go in it, it'll take you to like the basement floor. Like you'll press like level like 2 or whatever, and it'll take you to the basement floor, open up, and you'll be in like a medical scene, like with like.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. I want to do that.
War camp medical.
Like, here's the thing: if I had other people like with me, I probably would have opened the door. You know, but being just me
alone,
like you don't want to be stuck.
Yeah, it's like, how would I tell somebody, hey, I'm stuck in another dimension? Like, you know, I don't know if that's even what it was. I could have just been developing like crazy person stuff because I'm crazy. So it's like, it could have just been that, but I don't know. And to this day, it's probably like a year and a half later, I still can't explain it.
It's so weird.
Yeah. And now it's out there for the whole internet, too.
They can dissect it. Maybe they
dissect and judge me.
Who knows? Maybe someone will hear your story and can help you figure it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows who listens to this, for real?
Yeah. Just my mom. Hi, Mom.
My family doesn't listen to this, so.
All right.
Some friends do.
So
I have friends who listen to this. I miss you. I know who you are.
How you doing? How you doing,
MB? Clarissa, I know you listen to this, girl. I love you. I miss you. My lair buddy.
Alright, so guys, thanks for watching. Oh my lord. Thanks for listening or watching.
Maybe one day we'll do like a video, like record us recording this.
Yeah, like a live stream or something.
Yeah, from like Facebook or something. So, don't forget to follow us on Facebook. You can find us at Three Fates Paranormal.
Yeah, and follow our personal pages as well. I'm at The Be Reckless on everything, and I just started making YouTube videos. I'm hoping to stay pretty constant with that, so subscribe to me so you can watch my face do stupid things. I don't know.
Like us going to AC Moore and spending all our money.
And buying Ghostbusters jackets, because squad goals.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and you can follow all my personal stuff, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, why not? You can follow all that at The Reject Cat. And again, I have a WordPress blog that I'm going to try to upload to regularly, Musings of a Goth Nerd.
And you can follow me at Carly Boots on Instagram and Twitter. I don't really use them, though, but...
Hey, why not?
Why not?
And we also have Austin, who doesn't really have any social media, but he does have a YouTube channel that he's starting up, and he is The Hobbyist on YouTube, so check it out.
Yeah.
All right, and until next time, stay spooky, babes.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, our Twitter is at Fates Research.
Yes, it's not the same, not as the same Facebook. Because they have character limits.
Yeah.
Fail.
But Instagram and Facebook are Three Fates Paranormal.
Yeah, and when we hit, I'm gonna say, when we hit, like, 100 likes on Facebook, we'll do a t-shirt giveaway.
Yeah, because we have t-shirts now.
Yes, and we'll do a t-shirt giveaway when we hit 100 likes, so share it up, and...
They're really nice shirts,
yeah,
guys.
They are. They're cool. So, thanks for listening, and until next time, stay spooky, babes.
Have a good one, folks.
Bye.
Three Fates Paranormal Podcast, where we cut the thread between the living and the dead.